Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I believe this is episode 7. What is going on, everybody? Did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Did the team you want win? Did the team that you want win? I think I picked the Patriots last week. It was a tough call, but I did because you can't go against Tom Brady. The dude, damn it, as much as people might hate it, he is probably, arguably, the best quarterback in NFL history. Yeah, I said it. I think all the Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady discussion is over. The dude is the best quarterback there is, and maybe of all time. Sorry, folks. As much as you might not like the Patriots or Tom Brady, the dude is dope. The dude is dope. You just can't argue with it. I mean, and they weren't looking good, man. They were like 0-3 or 0-4 when the season started. It was not looking, maybe 0-2. I can't remember. But, yeah, the dude is a real deal. It seems like for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been falling asleep during the Super Bowl, man. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I'm not a Super Bowl party person. I don't really go to Super Bowl parties. I think the last time I went to a quote unquote party for the Super Bowl or even a get together was when I lived in Vegas, and that might have been in like 2008. That's the last time I actually went somewhere for a Super Bowl, man. I watched the entire playoffs. I watched most of the season, but I do watch all of the playoff games. The playoff games are exciting to me, and that's when I really get back into football. So I watch all the playoff games, start to finish, get to the Super Bowl, and can't even stay awake, man. I can't do the Super Bowl parties because it's just, especially a big one, it's just people aren't there for the game. I want to see the game, you know. I think I went to one even before then, and it was just like, you know what, I can't do this. This is more of a party than game watching, and that's what I want to see. So I really haven't been back to one. And to be fair, I really haven't been invited because the people I hang out with don't care about sports. What the fuck else? What else was I saying? Oh, so yeah, I saw the first half. Oh, and okay, I'll say this. I got this idea from Bill Burr, and I'm pretty sure he's not the only one to ever do it. But this is where I got the idea from. Once the table was set, once we had the matchup, for those 2 weeks, I didn't watch any more football shows. No NFL Live or no NFL Talk, none of that shit. I didn't watch for 2 weeks. I was like, you know what? I don't want to get saturated with football talk before the game. I mean, I'm all for analysis, but come on, man. It's just to the point where they are just overanalyzing every single damn thing about the game. It's just it doesn't warrant that much coverage, man. And I love the NBA, but I couldn't sit there and watch, I mean, 6 hours of pregame footage about the game. I can't do it. I can't. I mean, if you can cover what happened in the first half during a 15-minute halftime show, why can't you just do that before the game? I just don't get it. But, all right, so didn't watch any lead-up to the game. The day of the game, didn't watch any pregame shows, none of that shit, not 1 second of it, not 1 second. Turn the game on like 6:30, 1-ish. Boom, kickoff. I'm cooking. I'm making some chicken wings. Everything's cool. Watch the first half. And halftime comes. I turn the channel. Watching The Simpsons. Kalala comes downstairs. She wants to watch some of the halftime show. Turn it back. That's when I fall asleep. I wake back up. It's about 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Fall asleep again. I wake up, it's like 6 minutes left in the third. I wake up again, and it's like again, 6 minutes in the fourth quarter. I'm like, all right, I'll watch the rest of this game. Fall asleep again. I wake up. It's a minute and 28 seconds left. I'm like, cool, at least I'll get to see these last plays and see who win. Fall asleep one more time. I wake up. It's like 11:30. Game is over. I got to go to my phone to get the score. Next day, I watch highlights. That's how I saw the game this year. But it's so much better, like Bill Burr says, when you don't watch all that pregame shit. You don't watch the halftime show. You just watch the game. Because I've gotten to the Super Bowl a few years, and I'm watching, you know, the coverage since noon. I'm getting excited. I'm getting hyped. I'm cooking. And then the kickoff happens, and I'm like, this is just like every other fucking game. And I'm not as excited. But this year was different, man. I did it. I watched very little of the follow-up coverage after. I didn't watch any follow-up. I didn't watch any pregame or follow-up stuff. It's dope. I liked it. The commercials, they seem to have taken a turn. They weren't funny. I never really thought they were hilarious to begin with, but there weren't a lot of comedy-based commercials that I saw. Then again, I slept most of the second half. A lot of tearjerker dad commercials, man. I was getting teared up. I can't lie. The one commercial with the dude who was like the race car driver. Ooh, man, I was trying to like sip my water and eat because I was getting choked up. You know, they're playing the Cats in the Cradle, and he showed up at the school at the end of the commercial. Come on, bruh. That didn't get you? If it didn't get you, or if you're saying it didn't get you and you're a father, you're a lying piece of shit. Or you're just a bad dad. Or you're just a terrible father that has no feelings. But congratulations to the Patriots. It was a good game from what I hear. You know what? And after the game, of course, Twitter, Facebook's blown up. Worst call ever. Dumbest play call in NFL history. I mean, do you run the ball in if you have the 1 yard line? Typically, yes, yeah, you do. That's what you do. Okay? I get it. But they didn't. It was intercepted. That dude made a beautiful play on the ball. He could have easily overplayed it and missed it. Dude scores anyway. Game over. You know, your boy, the coach of the Supersonics, the Seahawks, Pete Carroll. Genius. Genius call. Everyone's looking for Marshawn Lynch to run it in, and Pete Carroll switches it up and throws a quick slant. What a genius. Genius, gutsy, ballsy play calling right there by Pete Carroll. If they would have won. Lose, dumbest call ever. And look, people, I understand. We're all NFL coaches. I get it. We all have, you know, the experience, the expertise, the know-how. We've been in those pressure situations, you know, in our Super Bowl games that we've all coached. So, you know, for us to criticize is, we have all the right to do that as fellow NFL coaches and former D1 college coaches. I mean, it's easy to say it was fucking dumb. You know, just because it didn't work doesn't mean the other thing would have worked. Because, I mean, they could have handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Boom. Loss of 5 yards. Now they got to call a timeout. They lost 10 seconds off the clock. Or he could have fumbled it. It could have been a bad snap. It could have been anything. Just because the play that they called didn't work doesn't automatically mean the other thing would have worked. Because if he would have did that, if they would have tried to run the ball, he got stuffed, he fumbled or something like that, people would have been like, why would he try to run it in? They're looking for the run. Why wouldn't you just throw a quick slant? So, I mean, for us to sit here and criticize the dude, you have to make a call. Just like at the end of the first half. They didn't kick a field goal. They went for the score. They scored. Talking about the Seahawks. They made it 14-14. If they weren't to score, they would have said, that's dumb. You got to get some points and put them on the board. But he made the call. They fucking scored. That's a great gutsy call. It's the Super Bowl. So I don't want to hear all you Monday morning quarterbacks, coaches, or what do you call them? Quarterback, couch quarterbacks, or whatever the fuck the term is. I don't want to hear it. The dude made the call. It just didn't work out. Point blank. The other play is not guaranteed to work, man. Come on. Be smart. Be smarter than that, everybody. Come on. Use all your knowledge and your past experience as a head NFL coach in the Super Bowl, down by 4, 20 seconds left. I mean, just use all that knowledge that you have from all those experiences that you've had coaching in that situation and respond accordingly. That's all I'm asking. Use your expertise. I saw this on Facebook. As you know, the Midwest is getting pummeled with snow. Pummeled. And I saw a tweeted photo of Derrick Rose shoveling out his car with, you know, his Bentley. And they're like, even Derrick Rose shovels his car out of the snow. It's like, really? Did y'all fucking think it was 75 and sunny for celebrities and athletes? Why wouldn't he shovel out his own damn car? He has to. But I will say this, Derrick Rose, step up your shovel game, okay? What year do you live in, man? You have a straight-handled shovel, you're going to kill yourself. With the way you blow out your knee, you need to get the angled fucking handle for your shovel, man. What are you doing? You're a millionaire. You're using a $5 shovel to shovel out your Bentley? Are you kidding me? You know, that's probably the only thing I have better than Derrick Rose is my angled shovel. That's probably about it. Yeah. Come on, man. Of course the man's going to shove out his car. Let's tone it down just a little bit. You might be asking me, back to Super Bowl stuff, Chris, if you didn't watch any of the pregame stuff, what the hell did you do before the Super Bowl? I watch movies. I haven't watched a few movies in a while, so I watched 3 movies this weekend. I watched Maze Runner. Look, man, okay, I don't want to hear shit, all right? For some reason, I like apocalyptic. I like post-apocalyptic. I like those, like, weird. I don't even know what dystopian means. I'm going to look it up right now. What does dystopian mean? I don't want to hear, hey, you should look this up before the podcast. Fuck you. I'm looking it up now. Dystopian, a community or society of important, undesirable, or frightening, not a good place. Yes, anything that's like dystopian society, you know, post-apocalyptic, futuristic, yeah, where like everybody's living in like weird fucking bunkers and shit. I like that. I don't know why. It's just cool to me. Dystopian, utopian. I'm into that. And I'm a sucker for a trailer. It had a good trailer. I fell for it, man. I fell for it. And it wasn't that great. I kind of figured it out halfway through what was going on. I had a guess. And I was somewhat right. It wasn't horrible, but I wouldn't watch it again. If I knew it was going to be that okay, I wouldn't have got it on Redbox. Honestly, it's not even worth a Redbox. It's not worth the $2. God damn it. That sounds, I couldn't even make a movie and I'm like, nope, this is not good. I can't say it's not good. I can't make a, I didn't enjoy it that much. But I will watch part 2. Okay, I'll say that. It got me enough. I will watch part 2. I have to. I got to find out what the hell she was talking about. So I will do that. Then I watched Fury, World War II tank movie, dope movie. The cast was dope in that. Brad Pitt, obviously, Shia LaBeouf, whatever his name is, and I think it's Joe or John Barenthal, the guy who plays Shane on Walking Dead. Great cast. A lot of cool tense scenes. non-combat scenes that were pretty tense too. Overall, dope movie. Highly recommend it. And then, I didn't get to watch this before the Super Bowl, but I watched it last night, and it was fucking great. I watched The Equalizer. Spoiler alert. I watched The Equalizer, and I'm going to spoil it. Spoiler alert. And if you don't want me to ruin Equalizer, please stop the podcast, and I'll say thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy and Instagram. Tell your friends to listen. Email is at negropleaseradio@gmail.com for all those who don't want to listen to the spoils of Equalizer. All right. Spoiler alert. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Equalizer was fucking dope. I loved it. He was just a psychopath, and it was just phenomenal. Just the way he did all that shit so like just almost matter of factly, you know, like when he went in there and killed all those Russian dudes, and they kick him out, and he walks to the door, he looks out, closes it. Opens it, looks out, closes it, opens it, looks out, closes it, locks it. I mean, the fact, when that happens, if you're one of those dudes in there, you got to be thinking, I have a gun, this dude has a knife, this guy has this, and he just locked us in here. We are probably going to fucking die. And then the fact that he timed it in his mind, that's just so cocky. Like, I'm about to kill 5 dudes. I want to see how quick I can do it. The dude was so dope in this movie, man. But I do want to talk about this current genre of film that I've been seeing the last few years, man. What is up? I like to call them my Viagra Vigilantes. Damn, I couldn't even say that. Viagra Vigilantes. Boom. Okay. These movies, man, with these older dudes. In like their 50s, like him and Liam Neeson, the Taken movies. All right, look, my dad's almost 60. Actually, he'll be 60 in like 3 weeks, this month. Fuck it, I don't know, this month. My dad, granted, he wasn't a CIA operative. All right, I get it, but I mean, my dad's like a cat now. If he sits down, he's gonna fall asleep. I seen my dad pull out his laptop, plug it in, and fell asleep before the shit even booted all the way up. Okay? But yet, these 50-year-old dudes, they are chasing and being chased by like young CIA operatives. They're being chased by cops. And I mean, they're blowing shit up. They can outrun 25-year-old fresh out of college FBI agents. Cat-like reflexes. And it's just like, dude, you probably have to get up 4 times a night just to pee. But yet you can run around all day. I mean, they're killing cops, federal agents, destroying half the city. And they cause millions of dollars in damage. And then at the end of the movie, they're just like, nah, I was just trying to clear my name. And then I guess all the cops and federal agents, they're just like, oh, okay. That sounds about right. That's cool. We'll just tell this family of this dead cop / agent that, hey, he was just trying to clear his name. It's all good. Hey, the taxpayer will pick up the bill for that $80 million in damage that you've done to all these buildings and cars and property. Just go ahead, make Taken 4. Don't worry about it. No one killed your wife. Denzel pretty much kills, yeah, they're bad guys, but he beats up police officers. He blows up a fucking freighter, honestly, all because somebody punched the white girl in the face. He blew up a freighter and just calmly walked away. And then he does it in a tucked in, buttoned up Sears St. John's Bay shirt and like some Wrangler jeans. He did it. I mean, seriously? And then I think on top of it, he was vegan. He was a vegan, badass CIA dude who was presumed dead, drank tea late at night, read books, and kicked ass. But this shit was dope, man. But these movies with these old dudes, man, these fucking Viagra vigilantes are killing me, man. It's hilarious. I grew up on 80s and 90s action movies where, like, the dudes were fucking young. They were buff. They were believable. I mean, yeah, come on. I mean, some of this shit you're not going to live through in real life. But come on, man. Now they have, like, these geriatric action heroes, man. It's just funny to me. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, go watch Equalizer. I guess I didn't spoil too much. But it's a dope movie, man. It's probably one of Denzel's best movies. If you've seen Man on Fire, it's kind of the same thing. You know, Denzel kind of plays the same roles over and over again. But you'll love it, man. I really enjoyed it. I'll be in D.C. February 26th at the Arlington Draft House Green Room. The headliner is Jason Williams, $5. If you know anybody in the D.C. Or DMV area, please let them know to come see me. I'll be here in Charlottesville Saturday, December 7th at the Civilian Brewery. Looking forward to that. And February 11th, I'll be back at the Hotspot and or the Artful Dodger in Waynesboro and or Harrisonburg, Virginia. Those are fun shows. So if you are in those areas, make sure you come out and see me. All right, so there's a show. That's a show. Thanks for listening. Again, podcast email is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy. That's ALAN. And that's the podcast. Peace out, y'all.